from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Dan, we appreciate your time. Good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Good.
Good.
This has felt like the longest offseason of our lives. Has it felt that way for you?
I can understand why you'd say that. It's we've been ready for this or getting ready for this for a while. And, spring and, you get to the end of spring, you feel pretty good with where you're at for where you're at. And then training camp and, you reach that point where you're like, man, it's time to go. Can we speed this up so we can get to the first one? So, I'm glad it's here.
How do you prepare for a team when there are so many unknowns? Yes, you have film from last year. Yes, you ended their season last year, but it's a new team. It's a new year. You guys are different. They're different. How do you prepare for, you haven't seen much of what they're going to do in the regular season and the preseason. What's the process like to prepare?
Well, I think what you do, first of all, you're going to take what you do well, and what you feel like you've mastered through training camp. You're going to trust the players that have been the most consistent for you over a period of time, as well as training camp, and you're going to put those guys in position to make plays. All right, that's number one, which is that's about you, not the opponent. But when it comes to the opponent, I honestly feel like most of the work has been done through training camp. You'd like to believe that, and what I mean by that is you've tested each other enough on offense and defense, the coordinators and coaches and players, you're constantly trying to, you're trying to manipulate each other. You're trying to nitpick and find any weakness you can find in what they do, and I think it forces you to have to adapt, and which is really good, because when you get in these types of games, game one, exactly what are we going to get? Don't entirely know. We have a pretty good idea. They're not going to veer off from who they are necessarily, but they'll bring their own wrinkle. This defensive coordinator, he's a new D coordinator, so he's going to have his own style. Does he like to pressure a little bit more? Does he? And so I think a number of it is, man, being able to adapt through camp and adjust and just attack each other.
Lions, Rams, Sunday Night Football, prime time to kick off the season again. You guys have 5 primetime games. What does it mean to get those primetime matchups, be thrust into that spotlight again this season?
Well, honestly, I don't. Now I feel like it's, I don't know. To me, I'm like, yeah, I don't expect anything different, I guess. And I don't mean that as... I don't mean that negatively, like overconfidence or something. I just, listen, we're playing good football, and we got a good squad, and, we earned that. And so we're going to go out and put our best foot forward, and we'll be ready for this one. But I'm not like, oh, I can't believe 5 times again. I'm like, okay, let's go.
You guys have a track record of easing some rookies into duty and getting them comfortable and then giving them more as the season goes on. What are your plans for Terrion Arnold, and what are your expectations in week one for him?
Yeah, I think we do try to do that. You want them to get a feel of this, but not throw it all at them at once. But I do think the cornerback position is a little bit different in some regards. And I think for him it was more about health. Is he healthy? Is he back from his setback that he had for just, you know, for a few days there, and he is. And so, listen, we're going to let him go compete. You know, that's really the plan here. Let's let him go. And he's gotten better all through camp. He really has. I mean, he's had significant improvement. Now, this will be his first game, and I don't think anybody expects it to be perfect, but I do know this: he's going to go out there and compete, and he's going to learn, and he's going to represent himself just fine. And it may not be perfect, but he'll be there for us. I love the way he's wired. I love the way he competes, and I love the way he's gotten better every day.
We're talking to Lions head coach Dan Campbell ahead of the kickoff of the NFL season. DJ Reader, can you give us an update on where he's at and your expectations for him?
Yeah, Reader got, you know, this was his first big, really big week of practice, you know, padded up, going against our guys. And we've had him working on both sides, you know, our defensive side, but also scout team too. So he gets to go against Frank and those guys. Inside and that's really it's hey, let's take it day to day here and see where he's at. So, you know, he had a good day yesterday, and then obviously the guys were off today, and then we'll push it again tomorrow and just see where he's at. But he's doing well. He really is.
Do you expect him then to play on Sunday?
I honestly, it's day to day. I mean, I'll know a lot more after tomorrow, really.
You mentioned, you know, when you face a team at the beginning of the season, you rely on what you guys have mastered through training camp, what you feel confident in. What are some of those things that you feel extremely confident going into week one that will be effective for you?
Well, I don't really want to give away everything that we,
well, sure.
You know,
come on, John.
I know this, we, you know, we're always going to want to be able to run the football. And I think that there's a few different style runs that fit us pretty damn well, and that we want to make them go, you know, until it's proven that they won't go, which I just don't believe is going to happen. But we know we need to establish the run, and I think we'll be able to do that. We do like multiple runs, though. We like multiple different styles, different schemes, and I think it's one of the things that makes us pretty good. And what we do. Now, you got to have smart guys. You got to have versatile guys to do it up front, which we do. This quarterback allows you to do a lot of things in the pass game that you can't do with everybody. So Goff, man, I just think his rhythm, his timing, his accuracy, and then the fact that, man, he's just got such a grasp of the playbook and what the defense is trying to do to him that, you know, we're able to open things up much better. So I think the ability to get into some of the best plays available per look, and that's coming from your quarterback help, is going to help. You know, and then just there again, I know I'm kind of dancing around a little bit. I just don't want to start talking in specifics as to
sure.
Well, what we feel like we do best. But and then you can imagine the guys we want to get the ball to. I mean, I don't think it's a secret we want to get St. Brown the ball, you know. We'd like to get Laporta the ball. We want to get JMO the ball. We want to get Gibbs and Demo. So, you know, we got a lot of mouths to feed that can help us win. But we're going to do that.
Well, and when you guys have had the success that you've had, it's rare that you're able to retain both coordinators and your staff in general, or even add to it with great coaches like your defensive line coach. How much of an advantage is it? Because, and you've seen the development of this offense from year to year, are you able to go deeper into the playbook and be more creative and do more things simply because you have a relationship between Goff and Ben Johnson and they understand each other? He knows more about this offense than anybody. How much deeper are you able to go and be on both sides of the ball simply because you've been able to retain both coordinators?
I think it's huge, John. I think it's very important. And yes, I think we're able to go much farther. And I think the same way you could say that about being able to retain Ben and having Goff here going on year four is the same as AG and Alex, for example. You know, I mean, Alex Anzalone's our quarterback on defense. But the fact that we've been able to retain AG And, man, we're into year four of this thing. And but just the evolution of it and how much more open we're able to do it. And then the personnel that's involved in it. And then Alex understanding exactly why we're calling what we're calling, what AG wants, why we're doing it. I think it's big, man, because you feel like, I mean, we had days out there now in training camp where you love it because it reminds me so much of, it reminds me there was, I remember in 09, man, I got there to New Orleans as a player. It was my last year. And, man, we're in spring, for goodness sakes. I'm not even talking about training camp. And to watch Drew Brees and Jonathan Vilma go back and forth at the line of scrimmage trying to outsmart each other and everybody being in tune with what each one of them wanted and execute, man, it's a thing of beauty. And I felt that this camp. Man, you watch Goff get up there, man, he's making the call, he's turning to protect. All of a sudden, Alex flips the pressure, and now Goff sees it coming. Do I have time to make the adjustment? And it's a thing of beauty. And that's like next level. And that's kind of where we've gotten to, where we've grown. And so to be able to have your coordinators, have guys that understand it, yeah, we can go further, man. And I think that's the point. It helps you as long as you're constantly trying to improve, though. I think that's where, you know, the sometimes what you can run into, it doesn't happen very much anymore, is when you have coordinators that have been together for a long time or a whole coaching staff, that's great. There's continuity. But if you just get stuck in the mud and do the same things every year, you get stale. And, man, our coordinators, they don't do that. Man, they're constantly looking for new ideas, new concepts, new ways to push the boundaries of what we can do. And that to me, is a sign of a damn good coaches. And that's what both our coordinators do. And Fit does that, too, on special teams.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Dan, if John asks you game plan questions, just hold a menu up when you speak to us, and then maybe they won't see it coming.
You were just waiting for that one, huh?
I was, but I liked hearing you be fired up about your team. I'm like, I'll let him go through all this because I can hear the passion. What has the reaction been to the Applebee's spot? Because everybody says you did a great job acting in it.
Well,
How many takes did it take?
The practice field yesterday, and I, you know, come in, my phone's on my desk, and, you know, turn it over, and I'm like, oh, my God. You know, I'm just blown up. And, you know, so the first thing you're thinking is, I hope there's not a death in the family. And then you realize it's, hey, I'll have the 50 cent wings from a cousin of mine, or, you know, and just it's endless, right? And it's like, oh, hey, nice one, man. Give me one of those wings. You know, so you're just getting picked at. I'm like, oh, God, they dropped the commercial. So anyway, it's all good. You know, that was my wife and my daughter, man, they talked me into it, and I said, all right, we'll do it. So it's out, it's done, and here we go.
Dan, last one from me. We get people who call in and wonder, this aggressive mindset, does it change at all with a new kicker and maybe an improved defense? Do you see any philosophical changes with some of the fourth down decisions you've made before?
Yeah, I think that's – listen, I'm going to be me at my core. It'll be hard to change that. However, I'll say it again, and every game brings its own its own ebbs and flows, and you get a feel of what the offense is doing, the defense, the quarterback over there, how our quarterback's playing, the kicker himself through the flow of a game. And I think you take it there. But as far as, is this going to make me have some crazy shift? I don't feel that way. I really don't. But there again, we'll each game is different, and we'll take it as it comes.
We are looking forward to this season, as I know you guys are, Dan. Good luck this season. Appreciate your time this morning.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan.
Lions head coach Dan Campbell. It's 97.1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trek. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.